news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lots of news today, so let's start with Friday. It was sentencing day for the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. The judge handed down life sentences for all three, two of them with no chance for parole. All now face federal hate crime charges. Despite that, it was a sad ending to the first week of the new year. On Thursday, director Peter Bogdanovich, best known for The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, and What's Up, Doc, died. On Friday, we learned of the death of actor and civil rights icon Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier was a trailblazer for black actors in Hollywood. Classic films like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, In the Heat of the Night, and Lilies of the Field, which earned him the Best Actor Oscar in 1963, the first for a black actor, changing Hollywood forever. Born prematurely in the Bahamas, he overcame poverty and a thick accent to make his way to New York to try acting. His persistence led to Broadway and later Hollywood. Refusing to take roles he found demeaning or against his values led to a body of work that not only made him a star, but struck a chord during the civil rights movement.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
In the 70s, he became a director, while his acting earned him Emmy nominations for playing Justice Thurgood Marshall and Nelson Mandela. When awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009, President Obama said,
Sidney Poitier does not make movies, he makes milestones. Milestones of artistic excellence.
We remember actor, activist, and Hollywood icon, Sidney Poitier.
Saturday claimed Michael Lang. He was a concert promoter, producer, best known as a co-creator and organizer of the Woodstock Music and Art Festival in 1969. And on Sunday, we got the devastating news that comedian and actor Bob Saget was found dead in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida. He was 65.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Saget.
Beloved comedian and TV star, Bob Saget. For most of the early 80s, Philadelphia native Bob Saget was a stand-up comedian with a degree in film. But when he was cast as the wholesome Danny Tanner on Full House in 1987, he became a household name.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
He extended his family-friendly image when he hosted a second hit show, America's Funniest Home Videos, spending a few years doing both at the same time.
This is very exciting. I'm very excited. I'm incredibly excited. Have I mentioned that I'm excited?
But as fans learned through his live shows and his hilarious comedy roast appearances, his stand-up was anything but kid-friendly.
But I love doing family entertainment. That's my many different sides. I love doing stuff the whole family can watch together.
His success continued on the road, in live specials, and even off-camera, spending 9 seasons as the narrator of another hit, How I Met Your Mother. We remember actor, comedian, TV icon, Bob Saget.
The cause of death wasn't immediately determined, but detectives said they found no signs of foul play or drug use. The House returns from its winter break, and the Senate, ostensibly, is back in session too, as a showdown looms over federal voting rights legislation. Republicans aligned with the former guy are attempting to change voting procedures in a few battleground states. And they're continuing to demand audits of the last presidential race. In Georgia, a new elections law signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp removes the existing Secretary of State as the chair of the state elections board. Other states led by Republicans like Wisconsin, Arizona, and Florida are taking a similar approach to change their voting rules. Meanwhile, former First Lady Michelle Obama is adding her voice to the calls for Congress to move on voting rights legislation at the federal level. She issued an urgent message about this year's midterm election, saying, quote, "We've got to vote like the future of our democracy depends on it." A new law going into effect in New York City allows more than 800,000 non-citizens and Dreamers to vote in municipal elections. This could happen as early as next year, after New York's new mayor, Eric Adams, allowed legislation to automatically become law. Legally documented, voting age non-citizens comprise nearly 1 in 9 of the city's residents of voting age. And if you think that's unusual, well, check this out. The Washington Post reporting that the former president dialed Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs into official Oval Office meetings. The Post calling it a cable cabinet of TV personalities, underscored by the multiple texts released by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. and COVID is raging. New U.S. coronavirus infections have risen to an average of more than 700,000 per day. The last 5 days leading up to Saturday brought the five highest single-day counts of new cases since the start of the pandemic, a total of 4.91 million cases in the week that ended on Saturday. That number was a higher total than April, May, June, and July of 2021 combined. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, "I wouldn't be surprised at all if we go over a million cases per day." Fauci predicted that case numbers from Omicron would start to come down in late January. Please. A federal vaccine mandate goes into effect today for all businesses with 100 employees or more. Under this rule, those who choose not to be vaccinated must submit to weekly testing. Now, the Supreme Court heard arguments about this rule on Friday, but haven't issued any opinions or rulings yet. Nearly two-thirds of the eligible U.S. population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the CDC. But sharply increasing caseloads are still overwhelming hospitals. National Guard medical teams are now deployed in 10 states to help out in hospitals and medical facilities. In New York State, 40 hospitals have stopped non-essential surgeries due to low bed capacity. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has confirmed that she has tested positive for COVID, this shortly after vacationing in Florida, where she was spotted without a mask. Although she was vaccinated and boosted, the statement says she is experiencing symptoms and recovering at home. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.